FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Rodney Boyd, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, my friend. Good to be with you this morning.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you on a very, very politically charged week. I think they all are politically charged.
Yeah.
You know, Mark, last week, you and I talked about several things, but two things that we talked about, I've been watching play out an evolution of those two things. One, we talked about the St. Louis Archdiocese and Josh Hawley, and that certainly is a serious circumstance. But now there's this sort of real roar about the Pope himself, going all the way up to the top of the Vatican, about what he knew or didn't know about scandals and what he may or may not have been complicit in. So this situation is obviously significant in St. Louis in terms of the Hawley probe, but obviously this is a bigger deal than that with what's going on with the Pope. And it's going to be very interesting to watch how this plays out, because the Pope, as you know, this particular Pope is probably the most popular Pope in a couple of generations. It'll be interesting to see how he handles this, these series of circumstances and facts that are being thrown at him.
Yeah, and the Attorney General's office is going to have access, supposedly, to all the records from the St. Louis Archdiocese. I'm assuming he would also be maybe looking at the Kansas City side as well. This could end up being pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be a bad one to punch, because this could ultimately connect up to what's happening at the, I'd have to say, at the national or global level, if you think about allegations about what the Pope himself knew, and it potentially tying into St. Louis. So this will be a story that I think is going to be around for a while. But the other, you know, you asked last week about the midterm elections in Missouri, and obviously there are midterms playing out across the country. But I've, you know, been in a few meetings since we last spoke with some pretty prominent Republican consultants, the folks that are putting up their campaigns, look at data. And it's an interesting place right now, because one of the concerns is, and this is coming from a campaign sort of guru, if you will, that they're worried about their potential blue wave in this respect. Are there enough people, Trump voters, supporters, you know, conservatives, that are motivated to turn out in November? And that's something that is not only of concern in Missouri, but it's playing out around the country. And this has got some people asking the question, Mark, could 2018 be for Republicans what 2010 was for Democrats? And that's got a lot of people nervous. And so it'd be interesting to see what your listeners think about what is the issues. Are they motivated to go out and vote? We've got, you know, we're in this sort of stretch now between now and November the 6th. And there are a lot of people that work on Republican campaigns that are sincerely concerned about the turnout.
Well, but in Missouri specifically, Rodney, is there concern that people are reluctant or not passionate to turn out in support of our Senate candidate? Is that the concern?
Well, it's funny, because it's actually just this sort of generic, there's a lack of enthusiasm and energy in terms of the base, the Trump base, to turn out. I mean, they're obviously passionate people for the president. But, you know, you've got to get up and go vote November 6th, and the president is not going to be on the ballot. So
right.
I think what they're concerned about is, hey, voters, wake up. There are issues that you need to pay attention to and care about beyond the president himself, which you won't get to deal with for 2 years. And there is a palpable concern that I've been told that the Trump voter is just not going to be ginned up to turn out on November the 6th. So obviously that is the goal if I'm in Hawley's camp. I got to figure out how to get that base charged up for me. You know, Hawley leads, as we talked about in the polls, within the margin of error. And I don't know that that's enough today. So there is a concern. If you look at the Missouri ballot, as you and I talked about last week, there are issues like minimum wage, medicinal marijuana, clean Missouri. Well, those are issues that, you know, drive up or gin up sort of the Trump base. And I think that's a part of the concern as well. So you raised it last week. I've been sort of talking to people that are working around the state on various campaigns, and they're nervous. And they're saying, hey, Ronnie, look, we have to get our folks fired up and motivated, or we could be potentially looking at, you know, a 2010 scenario.
Wow.
Where we, at the state level, lose a bunch of seats. Not saying it's going to happen, but it is a concern. And it was interesting that you raised it last week. It's something I'm going to continue to pay attention to. And you know, you've got a great opportunity to ask your listeners, where is the motivation level of coming out in the midterms without the president being on the ballot?
Yeah, that is a great question, something we're going to get into, because I know during the whole primary issue with the Senate, you know, a lot of people were frustrated with how that went. You try to get them to focus on the real goal here, which is defeating Claire McCaskill, but they also need to be, you know, excited about the candidacy and willing to go vote that day. I mean, I know the core of people will get out there, but I don't know what the answer is to getting them more excited. It's something we'll talk about here this morning and get your phone calls on 314-241-9797. And Rodney, I have to ask this. The lead story in the Post-Dispatch this morning is not the death of John McCain, because they would have had plenty of time to make that their lead story. Their lead story is that there's a chance the Democrats believe that they can reduce the Republican majority in the state to below the veto-proof threshold.
Yeah, and that goes exactly to the point we were just talking about, the enthusiasm of the turnout. In a few of the races that have played out, we've had a couple of special elections, one over in the Kansas City area, where you had a Republican Senate seat that flipped Democrat. It was a marginal seat anyway. And a few other races in the sort of the down the, in the to the south of St. Louis area where the election flipped. I think people say, well, what happened? It got to turnout. So the Republican zones that I'm talking to, taking what you're seeing in that article and magnifying it, are concerned that it's not that they don't have the voters who could hold seats, but will those voters, without Mr. Trump on the ballot, will they be motivated to turn out, contrasting with the Democrat voters that have a bunch of issues that will get them excited to come out and vote? And so that's the real, I think that's the real query, and that's what the Post is tapping into. Look, you and I know this, man. If I can get more of my team to the polls, then we can win in the midterm than you. And historically, the midterms have served Republican candidates well if they had a good, strong ticket that motivated people to come out.
Right.
Democrats that have been a little lackluster. So, we just, you know, this turnout question is one that is going to be front and center. I think when you know, look, negative ads are great, but negative ads don't motivate people to go vote. So, I think the candidates are going to have to, those who want to hold on to super majorities and the seats in particular, or even take a seat, they're going to have to get pushed past the negative ads and get to something that's going to draw people out to the ballot. I mean, you and I talked about this on Proposition A. There was a lopsided investment in the campaign to repeal, or basically to deny right to work, versus the small amount of money and resources that went into it. And
sure,
it got down to the passion, to the turnout. So that's, I think, what the Post is really getting at. Who's going to drive the base out in the midterm?
Well, Rodney, we're having a little trouble hearing you. Your self-reception is not great this morning. But on that, the Republicans tell me when they call in here, we're going to get Cassie Smedley on later addressing the death of John McCain. But what they told me about Friday is that they have $40 or $50 million in the bank compared to about, a million for the Democrats. That's not obviously at the campaign committee, but the Republican National Committee has out-fundraised the Democrats by millions, tens of millions of dollars. So if what we saw in Prop A is correct, that it was the vote no people that spent the most money and got the most bang for their buck, the Republicans need a strategy like that in Missouri, it sounds to me like.
And Mark, I want to make sure that I do a better job. So look, you know this because you saw this in 16. Money matters. But money doesn't create passion. It's the personalities and the issues that create passion. So with Trump A, Mark, what you had was the marriage of money and passion. And you're going to have something very similar in the midterm elections for Republicans to win the U.S. Senate seat in Missouri and to protect the down-ticket seats that people want to protect, the whole supermajorities, if that's possible. You're going to have to take the money, which is clearly there, and marry it up with the passion. And that's what's going to have to happen. Be sort of fine-tuned between now and November, and that is the responsibility of people that are running on these ballots. And what I was saying before, Mark, I hope you can hear me now. Negative ads are great for sort of, you know, pushing your opponent against the wall, but they're not great for creating passion for your base. What Donald Trump did in 2016 was he created a lot of passion, and he pulled a lot of people to come out and vote for him, not unlike Barack Obama did in 08. Well, as we said before, Mr. Trump's not on the ballot. So what is going to – the money's great, but what's going to be that passion pull that gets his voter to come out?
And what concerns me there, Rodney, quite frankly, is you've got some pretty important issues that are going to be on the ballot besides just the races. You've got the Clean Missouri issue, which in my opinion is – a little misleading, certainly misleading in the advertising. I don't know if the wording on the ballot is misleading or not, but it may lead people to believe it's a vote about transparency in government and limiting campaign contributions, when all it really is all that is just window dressing to try to take away the authority to draw districts and put it in the hands of which office is it? Is it?
The auditor's
office, right? Office. Yeah.
Correct.
So we need people to be aware of the fact that there are other important issues on the ballot that we need to get them out there to vote no on, that being one of them.
Yeah, I mean, this is the window. The window's open right now. As you mentioned, the resources are there, but various campaign consultants are going to have to turn up the volume on these issues if the voters, people, many of whom are listening to your show, are going to be motivated, because what we're showing right now in certain generic polling is it's not that people don't care. People are tuning in. They're just not motivated. They're just not, passion level is just not there for people to feel like, well, I'm going to go vote. And that's the call, and that's the clarion call for people who care about these issues.
No, we need to
get the passion turned up.
We need to keep talking about it, that's for sure. Rodney, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Rodney Boyd hosts Insider Talk here noon to 1 on Sundays on FM News Talk 97.1. Apologize for the audio. It sounded like Rodney was muffled or in a barrel there somewhere.
Love it.
So we'll move him out of that barrel.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.